In 2012, the state of Alaska received a waiver excusing it from the federal No Child Left Behind law. Director of Assessment, Accountability, and Information Management for the Alaska Department of Education, Eric McCormick, says the state has been looking for a new standardized testing system.
Our previous test, which we just finished up in spring of 2014, was our standards-based assessment, the SBAs. And those were based, all the test items and passages were based on the old standards. And those old standards are known as the GLEs, or grade level expectations. So back in 2012, our State Board of Education adopted new standards, new Alaska standards, and 2015 is the first time we'll be assessing using the new standards.
The push, McCormick says, for tests to eventually be given on computers entirely instead of paper is a money-saving measure.
By moving to computerized tests, we can get results back quicker and we don't have to ship everything. And so the first 2 years, we will have a computerized test, but we will also have the ability that the tests will be available paper pencil for the locations that aren't quite ready technology-wise to be able to do that. But after that 2 years, we will be moving to a computer adaptive test. And a computer adaptive test means that as the tester goes along, the items are adjusted based on how they did on the previous question. So there'll be blocks of test items that kids will take, and as they progress through the test, they'll be moved into, depending on how well they're doing, they'll be moved into new blocks of test items.
The state of Alaska put out a request for an organization to create a new standardized test. The director for the Center of Education, Testing, and Evaluation, Marianne Perry, says the Achievement Assessment Institute wanted to expand their standardized test program to Alaska because the population was similar to their own and the size was perfect.
There are some parts of all standards that are similar. Little kids need to learn to count to 100, and older kids need to deal with fractions and decimals, and let's find some areas of comparability, but then let's find areas to make things unique and customized for your state. And so that's what we're doing both for Kansas and Alaska.
Perry says the new Alaska test will be broken down to a math portion and an English language arts portion, meaning reading, writing, and listening. She says the Institute is also developing benchmark tests for the 2016-2017 school year that will help teachers prepare students for the spring tests. The National Assessment of Education Progress tests the nation's students in 4th and 8th grade. Alaska's 4th graders test in the lowest percentile in reading in the nation, but by 8th grade, the reading level is average. McCormick says the new standardized test is an effort to improve those numbers. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.